This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
The doctor is not only in, but he'll be in San Diego with me, Dr. Tony Jimenez, and others at the Best Answer for Cancer. Dr. Batar, looking forward, as a lot of people are, to meet you, shake your hand, give you a hug, and hopefully not ask you too many questions.
I'm always open for questions, Robert. It's, you know, the thing is, for me,
yes,
I don't like talking to people about what I do when they don't know what I do. In other words, when they have, they're curious, oh, what do you do? Or,
right, or they don't know where to even begin.
Exactly. But for a person that really understands, it's a pleasure to talk with them. It kind of comes back to that quote in my book from Confucius that I have, for those who don't understand, no explanation is possible. For those who do understand, no explanation is necessary.
Right.
So sometimes when you engage in with a person that really doesn't understand these concepts and you try to explain to them, you almost seem like you're a religious zealot because you're trying to explain to them something that is against their belief system, or they just don't have enough information to even have a belief system. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason I don't like to engage with people on this. If there's a group of doctors talking about something, I never participate in there. Because if I do, I'm just going to tell them they're all idiots and they're going to vote.
Yeah.
And so, but basically, and the people that do have an interest in this, if they come up and they ask me for something, I'm more than happy to spend any amount of time and explain that. And that's why you've seen that. Even at the Truth About Cancer conference in Dallas, you saw the number of people. I mean, everybody had people out there, but I think that Dr. Our friend Dr. Roby Mitchell.
Yes.
Roby came up to me, and the second and third day, he was with me the whole time, and he said, why are there so many people around you more than everybody else? And I said, because Roby, I'm answering the questions, but I'm not answering the questions like a question. I'm challenging them to answer the questions. And Roby actually ended up helping me for, well, you saw it, Robert.
Yeah, no, I saw it. It was great. I mean, I just smiled. I was just enjoying it. And you're right. It's like what we do here is we challenge the audience to go deeper than, you know, just an answer to a question. You know, as you know, over the years doing the advanced medicine segments here each week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's like you're going to go over common ground. But if somebody has never been on this ground or doesn't remember ever being on it, then it's sort of like they almost don't know how to ask a question that will make sense any response you give them. So your best response in those cases is to ask a question and push back a little, not because you're being mean and nasty, but because our goal is not just to give you a pat answer, but it's to help you to find that answer so that it becomes you as opposed to something that you forget tomorrow.
Exactly. That's exactly it. Because, you know, even the slogan that we have, the power to heal is yours, that's the key point there, that the power to heal is yours. The power for you to have the answer actually is actually within yourself as well. Because when you start to understand that really all we're doing is getting out of the way and allowing the body's own innate intelligence to take over, and that self-regulating, the self-healing mechanisms to kick back in, because that's how the system is designed. It's truly designed that way. My success in clinical medicine, now we have patients from 85 countries. We've had all sorts of accolades, but the key to my success is I just get the hell out of the way. I consider myself nothing more than a glorified trash man. I think I am a better garbage man than anybody else. That's why I'm pulling the garbage out of the body. That's all I'm trying to do.
And typically you don't smell as bad as those that are actually rubbing in the garbage, because the kind we're removing from bodies, typically you're going to escort it out in a different way. But it is so very important to make these analogies that will land. I've always been concerned when we do this show and all the things we do when we're out into the world communicating, we're not doing it to hear our own voices. It's really concerns is how do we make this communication, the experience that we've had as healers, as just humans on planet Earth, land for people, to empower them, to recognize that the power to heal is theirs. And that always challenges us to find new ways to communicate it. Things that we might think would be great, they don't land properly. And we go back and we go, well, I could do better.
You're absolutely right. It's interesting that you just said, though, about the smelling part. It just made me think one of the biggest problems that we had, because a lot of the IVs when patients are getting, they mm-hmm. use the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And our bathrooms have always been difficult to get the smell out.
Challenge,
because there's so
yes.
much. Well, I mean, it's not just normal.
Sure.
It's not a normal situation because these people are detoxing. And mm-hmm. it is like the urine smell is mm-hmm. so metallic. You sometimes
yeah.
feel like you're walking into a smeltering plant. There's so much metallic smell.
Wow.
And so it's actually, you were saying it doesn't smell as bad. I was thinking, no, it actually smells really bad sometimes because of all the excretion that the people
sure.
bring. Even your sweat will start smelling foul, and not everybody's, because mm-hmm. not everybody's as toxic, but the people that are really, really toxic, cancer patients especially, you will smell their sweat and their urine will have a very, very distinct smell to it. And as the body starts cleaning up, you'll start noticing a very mm-hmm. steadily diminishing smell to their sweat, to the urine, to everything else. And that's basically because the body's eliminating the garbage.
Yeah, I imagine based on the stories of you know, dogs, canines in particular, that they've been trained to smell cancer in patients that haven't been diagnosed yet by traditional allopathic means. And you talk about a sense of smell. Of course, when you gather it up and bring it out in mass, that's going to be something that even the human sinus cavity and all of its olfactory senses can engage in.
You're absolutely right. That's another component. That's interesting you bring up about the smelling of the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The smell centers, the dogs. Dogs can smell one part of urine per million parts of water. So their acuity, as far as smell, acuity is unbelievable. It's one of the greatest. Canines
mm-hmm.
have one of the greatest senses of smell of
yes.
all animals out there. And it probably comes from their ancestral background, wolves, coyotes, foxes, whatever, when they track their food. But we've actually done that. We've had, you know, my hobby is training German Shepherds and working with German Shepherds, breeding all black German Shepherds. I don't know if you've ever talked about that, but I've been doing that for...
Well, yeah, we've mentioned it over the years a little bit. I mean, it's a fascinating, sideline, but you enjoy that so much. I've seen you in your element there. It's pretty impressive. But, you know, by the way, for those of you at the FDA listening, he didn't say acuity. He said acuity. Just you
yeah.
want to be sure you're hearing it right.
But the thing is that we actually have had dogs that have gone into service work in that arena. We've had dogs that have gone into being service dogs for diabetic ketoacidosis, for seizure, anti-seizure dogs. We've had two dogs trained now for cancer detection. And then we've had a lot of service dogs, just therapy, emotional stability, post-traumatic stress disorder, that type. But how amazing is it that a dog, it's not just their ability to pick up on certain smells, but their powers of perception are so much greater. Their hearing, we know that they can hear certain frequencies that we can't. But how does a dog know that a person is about to go into a seizure or is about to have a diabetic ketoacidotic episode? How does a dog know that? And their trainers have trained them to act in a certain manner to warn the person that, hey, something's about to happen, so they can get into a safe place, lay down so they don't fall, mm-hmm. you know, hit their head when they go into the seizure or whatever the case may be. It's amazing their powers of perception. And I think that humans have some of these components too, because we see this when a person loses their sight, their hearing gets better, or they become deaf,
mm-hmm.
Their taste becomes better, or whatever.
Dr. Bittar, as you say this, I get this you know, visual, if you will, of... Well, actually experiential. Remember the doctors that I've worked with that are at that scale, or my mentor who had an acuity that you might say would rival somebody who would you consider like the world's best psychic, except he claimed he wasn't psychic when he looked at a person and did a pulse diagnosis, for instance, like the four-finger Chinese pulse diagnosis, and he would be telling patients things about their childhood. And you're thinking, how the hell do you know anything about that unless you're psychic? He's like, no, the body communicates in these ways. And it's developing a sense that we probably all have access to if we're willing to work. And sometimes it can take many years by the time you can be that good. And then it looks like magic to the person that's untrained.
But the point is that we all have that ability.
Yeah.
And many people have been able to develop that ability to even greater to a greater height, but
mm-hmm.
it's amazing that if animals, we can see this animals having it, well, it's not just animals. We are, in fact, humans are animals.
Yeah,
we are
exactly.
animals. And so I believe we have those same abilities. We just, because they've been dumbed down or because we are We're not utilizing those senses. They become atrophied. And I think that the power to heal as well is one of those types of things. We have so many things that we do to the body, and we don't get the garbage out of the body. We don't release the body of these toxins. And so the body has to now overcome all these additional components, not only the toxins or the nutritional deficiencies that it's dealing with, but now the drugs that are being put into it. So it's another burden that the body has to overcome. Whereas if you just get out of the way and pull some of the stuff out that the body shouldn't be dealing with, the results are nothing short of miraculous. In fact, they call it miraculous, but they're not really that miraculous because that's what the system is designed to do. It's kind of like somebody from the caveman times coming into modern life, and they see this hunk of steel, and suddenly somebody puts a key into it and starts, and it starts moving. They're like, oh my God, that's miraculous.
Yeah.
Well, they don't understand how combustion engine works, how the wheels are turned, et cetera, et cetera. It's really what the body's like. We are, the things that are attributed to miraculous recoveries aren't really miraculous. The body is designed for that.
Yeah, exactly. Life is the miracle, and you know, either everything's a miracle or nothing is, right? I like to say that as well. And also, you know, we talk about the toxicity and bringing the garbage out, the invisible toxins. You know, those are not necessarily the physical toxins that can be measured with sensitive instrumentation, but now we're talking emotional toxicity again, and even spiritual toxicity, all of these things. And so you can do everything perfect. This is another important point that Dr. Batar, you make consistently, and I love it because it's so important, that we can do everything right from a healing perspective when we talk about the human physiology, and ignore or miss the emotional wounds that are carried forward that impact or sabotage the healing that would have happened.
That is probably the most important aspect of healing, Robert. That's one reason the fifth toxicity, the emotional psychological basis of the toxicities of the seven toxicities that I talk about in my Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away book, that fifth toxicity, I believe, is the most crucial. It's hard to say which one is more important. You really can't say that one toxicity is more important than the other one or lesser important. But when it comes to least understood and most ignored and perhaps the most crucial, that should be taken care of because it's one of the underlying factors of all chronic disease, that's that fifth toxicity, the emotional psychological aspect.
Will you touch on that at all at Best Answer for Cancer, especially for our lay audience, although the doctors need to hear it too?
Well, last time I spoke at the Best Answers for Cancer, which was a number of years ago, I actually talked as a keynote speaker at their medical group, at the medical part, in front of the doctors. That's actually one of the things that I talked a lot about. And I was surprised that two other doctors actually, during their lectures, talked about this topic, too. So
if you think
it's important, I'll definitely, I mean, I know it's important.
We need to remind everybody, we got to take a break. We're going to be back with Dr. Rasha Batar, Advanced Medicine, each and every week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll tell you how to listen after the fact as well.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Also links up to Dr. Rasha Bittar, Dr. Bittar, B-U-T-T-A-R.com. And, of course, the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away and More. Remember, Best Answer for Cancer coming up, I believe, the 26th, 27th, 28th, maybe even the 29th. I might hang out a little longer. But looking forward to be there with you, Dr. Bittar. As you mentioned, the emotional toxicity, the other thing that you're going to be talking about, we mentioned, I think, last week, about the garlic, Allicin stabilized garlic as a method for doing so much. It's an amazing remedy, and I just want to let people know that, especially the docs, you want to learn how to integrate this into best practices. This is something that will change your patient population for the better.
Yeah, we'll be talking about some studies that have been done and the key factors, what makes it effective versus many other versions that may be out there that aren't as effective, and it's actually that stabilized component. But the emotional aspect, Robert, getting back to that for a second, I do think it's something that's important to have patients reminded about. It's important for them to sometimes just have a little tap on the shoulder and be reminded that how important that is. But, you know, the problem is that sometimes when you don't have enough time to cover everything in a detailed manner, sometimes people think it's not as important because you weren't able to give them all the information they need. There's a lecture that I've given a number of times now. I gave it to the OnDemand conference in New York a number of years ago, and then have given it in a couple of different places in some different countries, and actually was the basis for my Build a Successful Life seminars that we used to do. And it basically talks about how we're all connected, and it uses the work of 14 different Nobel laureates using quantum physics principles. And you know, this is where we go into the zero point aspect. In fact, if I had a goal in medicine of how I practice, it is to achieve 0 point, which is basically, 0 point is defined as maximum output. Think of a car engine, maximum output with minimal expenditure of energy. So you put in a drop of gasoline and you get 1,000 miles out. That would be like 0 point energy. So maximum output with minimal expenditure of energy. And that's really what we want with the human body. We want minimal expenditure of resources and energy and have the maximum output of energy and efficiency so that we are as close to 0 point as possible. So 0 point would really be defined as no input and maximum output.
Sure. It's like a holy grail chase scenario, if you will.
Exactly.
And this is, you know, this is a homeopathic principle as well, the law of the minimal dose. You know, the law of economy is another thing we've talked about, getting the most out of every drop, out of every mile. And that's an efficiency that we see in the martial arts when we talk about movement. You know, nothing is wasted, right? And we can do that in the healing realm, but we've got a long way to go because the experts don't even know what they're doing, as evidenced by this story here, Dr. Bitar. Diabetes is on the rise in American kids, and experts don't know why. Well, why are they calling them experts then?
Yeah. I mean, really, this is something that a first-year medical student should be able to answer. Generally speaking, and I mean, just to connect the dots, the obvious dots, when somebody's diabetic, they're usually insulin resistant. If they're insulin resistant, that means that they're going to have more accumulation of body fat because the insulin resistance is what's normally associated with, that's why they call it non-insulin dependent diabetes. Their cell membranes are resistant to the effects of insulin, so it can't drive the sugar into the cell, so it stays outside of the cells in the vascular tree. So mm-hmm. basically, when you measure the blood, their blood levels of glucose are high, and that's what we define as diabetes. In fact, in the olden days, they used to taste the urine.
Right.
And if it tasted sweet, then they knew that the person was diabetic. So it's basically a chronic lack of utilization of sugar or proper utilization of sugar.
Right.
It doesn't get into the cells, and so the cells go into this this problematic state.
Sure.
That we call diabetes. And so that usually leads to a person become obese. Why do they become obese? Now, this is, you know, we're going to get into some nuances between insulin resistance and, insulin-dependent diabetes and non-insulin-dependent diabetes. But typical people that are diagnosed as non-insulin-dependent diabetes, which normally is, you know, onset of age 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, they're usually obese, or at least they're overweight, they're usually sedentary, et cetera, you make them more insulin sensitive by changing their diet, by exercising, and it starts to all of a sudden the cell membranes change their sensitivity. You can do this with, for example, fish oils will make the cell membrane more sensitive, allow the insulin now to push the sugar back into the cells. The cells can now start to utilize that sugar, i.e. fuel, and the person starts having more energy. Now they can actually get up and they can move and they can be active.
Amazing.
Right.
Yeah, that's why you hear better diet and exercise. Wow, they've reversed their problem. Listen, we got to take a break. Dr. Bitar and I will continue Advanced Medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Often overlooked, but never on this show, is a mineral deficiency, as it associates with metabolic imbalances, insufficiency, etc. And, of course, we don't look for the next drug to cure a disease. We look at what's really missing or what's in the body in excess, right? And I don't know. Sometimes you go, you experts that don't know what you're doing probably are looking maybe too complicated at the situation.
Well, this chromium issue that you brought up with diabetes, that's a perfect example of what you're talking about. But it's minerals are very crucial for all metabolic pathways. They act as enzymatic cofactors and as catalysts in many different reactions. So it's not just the chromium here, though. I think that the general term we should talk about is minerals, and even more general, we should say it's a nutritional deficiency. I bring it into that nutritional deficiency category because it's part of our nutrient loss because of the lack of nutrients in our current food supply. So when you start looking at diabetes and you start looking at diabetics, you'll start looking at the types of foods that they're eating, and
they're not even there.
They're lacking these minerals. They're lacking all the nutritional basis of what food should really have a minimal criteria to be called food, and many of these things don't have any of those things. So, you know, the chromium aspect that you're bringing up, but when you start talking about diabetes again in this particular situation, because you made a very interesting comment, you said, why are these people called the experts? I don't understand why they, let me just read this title again. Mm-hmm. So the title says, experts, diabetes is on the rise in American kids and experts don't know why. So this is, could this just be that the media is, again, their spin on it? Because how can you say experts don't know why when a person off the street should know why?
Well,
so I don't understand that.
There's definitely an agenda here, because who are their experts that the media goes to? Those who have official status. Our good friend Liam that passed away talked about this, official stories protecting officials. Who are the officials in this case? Well, Big Pharma. They obviously profit off of the growth of diabetes and obesity, etc. I mean, that's the money is in the medicine and the sickness. And so if the advertising is supporting the focus there, you're going to say, well, the experts don't know, but they're the experts. Even though the person, if they step back from that, will go, well, how come these people are being called experts? And then, of course, the jig is up.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. But on a different side, though, Robert, think about this. Do you think that those so-called experts truly do know, but their answer is we don't know, or they're, again, part of the act, part of the misleading, is to say we don't know?
How could they not know? I think those with the pharmaceutical horse blinders on, just without a fail, maybe they don't know because they've convinced themselves that it's not possible to know. But I would argue that, just as you're intimating, that they probably do know. But, of course, it would not be profitable for them as doctors who live on prescriptions as opposed to genuine changes in diet that bring the minerals back in, that reverse the thing. And then, boy, we're not needed anymore in the same way.
Well, that's where I was going with this, that I believe that they do know, but they want to mislead, mm-hmm. and this becomes more, perhaps you're right, it's because of the profit motive, but perhaps it's actually even more sinister than that there's a different agenda at play here. Because for them to say, the media to say they don't know, that's probably the most interesting thing about this story, because everything else is like, tell me something I don't know.
Exactly.
But, you know, diabetes is on the rise in American kids, and experts don't know why. What average individual that understands physiology would not know? Any of these people that buy their, even the fitness instructors that don't have any credentials, even the people that go on the internet and buy their personal trainer certificates for $50, they know the answer to this question.
Do they really not know? Probably not.
And I'm not insulting anybody like that. I'm just saying there are many good personal trainers out there may not have any certification, but my point is everybody knows this. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be an expert. Everybody knows this. So there is a different agenda, and that's where I wanted to go with this. And I think that there's an immediate spin on it, too. I think that there's something else that they want to promote. And I don't think it's as simple as money and power. I think it's something darker.
We've gone there. Folks, we're not afraid to. If you want us to do that, send us a question, comment, leave us a message, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. You can leave a question or comment, and if we get it in advance of the show, Dr. Bitar and I will answer it. All right, now, here's another interesting thing about experts. There's a new CDC research study that apparently debunks the agency's assertion that mercury in vaccines is safe. Did you see this?
Yeah, this is a big one. This is something that's, again, how much is the media going to talk about this? And look, we've got no mention of Fox or CBS or NBCS. This is in greenmedinfo.com. Why isn't big media picking up on this?
Yeah, no, this is huge info. This is suddenly, you know, groundbreaking, earth-changing, earth-shattering for the establishment that has claimed a long time now that, oh, and the mercury vaccines, it couldn't possibly be the problem. And, of course, it's a CDC research study, apparently, that's showing it, and yet, where's the media covering this issue?
And I think this was actually written, wasn't this written by Kennedy?
I think originally published on Echo Watch. Yeah, so Kennedy may have had something to do with this, but you know, he's with the World Mercury Project, has been working intensively on this. So yeah, also with Lynn Redwood. So yes.
Yeah, this is something that, again, many, many people feel that the controversy, what they call the controversy, is over, or that this argument is not an argument, and there's no proof of vaccines having any injury potential to patients, or that there's no issue with the mercury in the vaccines. And I hear this, I just heard this a couple of weeks ago with a group of doctors saying, well, that controversy was put to rest years ago. Like, where are you people getting your information from? How can you say that it's been put to rest when the newest data is still coming out?
Yeah, yeah, indeed. It just defies any form of logic. But, you know, one of the problems, as we've seen with medical education, you would think it would be rooted in logic as well. But when it comes to, you know, issues like mercury that threaten, you know, entire industries, logic is thrown out the window, and then, you know, threats of loss of income, loss of job, loss of status, all of these things have been very powerful in the ability to take people that are capable of knowing the truth and then making sure that they don't act on that truth.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And that's part of the modus operandi. This is exactly how they operate.
Yeah. We had a couple other stories related to toxins from heavy metals like mercury, as dangerous as they come, to flame retardants in furniture, increasing thyroid cancer, as well as exposures to pesticides may increase risk of liver cancer. We might call those moments of dub, but we recognize there are still people coming into the fold to recognize that even at low levels, things like formaldehyde and pesticide residues do have a negative impact on metabolic functions, endocrine production, neurotransmitters, pathways, neural integrity, etc., and, of course, the creation of cancer. And with that, the question would be, Dr. Bitar, I've had some doctors, friends of ours, even ask about your perspective on one particular form of cancer. And is there a distinguishable protocol or series of protocols that you have to resort to or do differently in a cancer that might be defined as a lymphoma?
Well, I think the first thing is these different types of cancers, we need to kind of talk about what the difference in the cancers and the major types of differences in the cancers are. So you've got solid tumors that everybody understands versus, say, like the leukemias, which is essentially a blood disorder, a blood dyscrasia, versus like lymphoma, for example. Lymphoma is not considered to be a solid tumor. Lymphoma is actually a cancer of the lymph nodes, so it can actually be in many different places and has manifestations of solid tumors, but they're not solid tumors per se. There's a cancer of the lymph nodes. Lymphoma is an unusual type of cancer in the sense that I believe that all cancers have certain key commonalities. And when you look at pancreatic cancer and lymphoma, the unique components of pancreatic cancer and lymphomas to me are that all cancer patients, no matter what kind of cancer, they have a marked insufficiency of pancreatic enzymes, mm-hmm. which can be measured, which we use a number of different devices to measure. And the other is that they have a stagnation of the lymph system.
Right.
So either you've got first pancreatic and lymphatic cancer or lymph lymphoma. Those are considered to be two distinct types of cancers with all these other cancers. But with all cancers, you see pancreas involvement and lymph involvement. So really, I believe that the pancreatic cancers and the lymphomas are unique in that sense, that they're really like the ABCs of all cancers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely it does. And would this the same be with animals? A lymphoma in an animal would have a similar etiology?
Absolutely. No difference. The higher mammalian species, their anatomical and physiological parameters essentially work completely the same.
Yeah, and of course, a wrong diet in an animal is as devastating to that animal, maybe more so with what they've done with mass production of you know, dog foods and cat foods and things like that, and where they're sourcing it, as it is with humans. Humans, of course, in theory, have a longer lifespan, typically, than most animals. And, of course, their generational decline we've seen over the years due to increased use of vaccines, reliance like we've seen in the humans and in kids that are being hammered this way. So there's a lot of commonality, we should say.
I can tell you a really interesting story that just happened. You know, when you asked me before the show, is there any new stories we want to talk about, anything?
Mm-hmm.
You always ask me that, and usually I have something if I have something that I think is pertinent. But and I told you today I didn't, but Actually, now that you bring this up, I got a really interesting story to tell you. Do we have enough time before commercial? A
couple of minutes before break, yes.
All right, so let me tell you this really interesting thing happened. My wife was concerned about my neck because I kind of strained it doing some pull-ups and stuff. And anyway, so we've been going to a massage therapist, who's very good. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting that while she's giving me this massage, she tells me about her dog, who I happen to see outside, and was telling me all these medical problems that this dog has. She knows I'm a doctor. My wife had mentioned that, you know, we do a lot of stuff with dogs, and she had suggested to her maybe talk to my husband because she was also doing massage therapy with my wife earlier on. And so, long story short, this lady's telling me about how this dog's got all these joint problems. The dog's 8 or 9 years old. They've got her on this medicine and that medicine. They're now scheduling her for x-rays, and, you know, it's like another $800 worth of x-rays, and then they were thinking about doing the surgery and this and that. And she goes, I know you're not a veterinarian, but I was just wondering, you know, is there anything that you would recommend? And again, for anybody out there that might be listening, the FDA, you know, I wasn't treating this dog because I didn't have consent. So,
yes.
But I told her, I said, listen, I would save that money.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you really want to burn through the money, you can give me a couple $100, or, you know, you can put this massage on as a complimentary massage if you really want to burn your money. But I, and not that I wanted the massage complimentary,
sure.
But I was saying, save your money. Put the dog on a raw diet,
mm-hmm.
and then see what happens. Because you know what? If it doesn't work and you really feel compelled in 3 or 4 weeks or a month or two, go ahead and then do the x-rays and put them on this other medicine. But I really don't think this is the problem.
Right. I was just thinking, Dr. Batars, we're up on a break here. How often dogs sit around the campfire and cook their food that they eat, right, that they've just caught.
Exactly.
Silly.
Exactly.
But we got to take a break. Let's talk a little bit more about this fascinating discussion here on advanced medicine as we've transcended into lymphoma and, of course, animal health. And we'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, remind me, Dr. Batar, if I ever run across a bunch of dogs at a campfire cooking their food, I'll take a picture and report on it, but I just don't, it hadn't happened yet.
Well, if you do see that, they're probably killed a human. They're cooking the flesh to make sure they cook out whatever's in the human flesh.
Yeah, I could see a Gary Larson Far Side cartoon come out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
Exactly.
I'm thinking the exact same thing.
So, yeah, when you talk about if you want to blow your money on a bunch of things, and now we're not saying never take your doctor your dog to the vet. That's not what we're saying, but
never take your doctor to the vet.
Right.
Just say.
maybe that too. But the vets that we talk about that get this also say, primarily, their diet is number one, and they won't put them on, you know, cooked, processed, dare I say, mass manufactured pet foods. That's just not what they're designed to eat.
Well, I will sometimes put a dog on one of these kibbles, but it's very rare, and it's for a very specific reason if I do that.
Uh-huh.
But I have so many people that have gotten dogs from us over the years, and we have dogs in, we have dogs all over the world. We have one of my dogs just made the Holland national team. So we know how to deal with high level performance dogs. These are protection, obedience, tracking. The military purchases dogs from us. Law enforcement purchases dogs from us. But the point is that the performance of these dogs is very important. And so we understand performance oriented dogs. We're not dealing with poodles or, you know, chihuahuas that are sitting in people's laps and just yapping. We're talking about dogs that are actually working dogs. So this lady, just to go back to the story, the massage therapist, 2 weeks later, I come back in there, she starts my massage, and we're talking. I totally forgot about the dog, and she says, oh, by the way, did you see my dog? And I said, I didn't notice. She says, she's totally a different dog. She goes, in 2 weeks, this dog was on a raw diet, no more joint problems. And I asked her, I said, did you put her on anything? She said, I had her on chondroitin before. It wasn't really doing anything, but now I've got her on the raw meat, on the raw diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not promoting a raw diet, but for dogs, I'm promoting a raw diet. Yes.
Right.
I do believe that if we eat our food as close to raw as possible, that doesn't mean that you go out and eat your meat raw. That's not what I'm saying. Although carpaccio is pretty awesome. But the point being that if you eat foods that haven't been altered, and they're as raw, close to raw as possible. Their enzymes and their nutrients are still intact. You haven't denatured them with the heat. That's one reason, even when you look at supplements, if you get normal supplements are extracted using either chemical or heat extraction methodologies. If you get cold extracted supplements that have been utilizing the cold extraction methodology, the potency and the effectiveness will be far superior than anything that's chemically or heat extracted. The problem is it's a lot more expensive to cold extract, so that's one reason most companies will use heat extraction or chemical extraction, and renders most of the potency null and void.
Would you say, Dr. Bitar, as far as a typical Westerner would do better having a little bit more or a lot more raw food in their diet as opposed to having more cooked food in their diet?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Absolutely without a doubt. I'm a person that when I eat my meat, I don't like it rare, bleeding like most people do. Okay, I kind of like it pink or maybe medium, maybe a little bit more done than that. But that's not necessarily what I'm talking about, how you cook your steak.
Sure.
When we talk about raw, we're talking about more fruits, more vegetables, more legumes. And then if you are going to have meats, then having meats that are not like the bolognese and the hot dogs
meats,
that have
right.
been... Exactly. Something that's a fresh cut of meat, or if it's not fresh, if it's aged
sure.
meat, whatever it is, that's fine, venison. But it's not processed, and nitrates have been put in with it, and they've got meat casings around it, and this and that, and all the other garbage that they put in it.
Well, and one of the things we always talk about, bioindividuality and specificity of diet. Again, we come back, the starting point is, it's got to be clean. That means not loaded with toxic nasties. We've even talked about some of them today on the air. And yet the psychiatric profession is trying to claim that people who want to eat clean foods have a mental disorder of some kind. And I say the people that insist that eating pesticide, heavy metal-laden foods are safe have a mental disorder.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, too.
I mean, let's put a little perspective on those so-called experts. They've gone a little bonkers. Hey, we're almost out of time here, Dr. Bitar. I just want to, again, invite everybody. I'm going to be up in Toronto. I wish Dr. Bitar would be up there with us as well. Ty Bollinger will be there. We're going to have a great time. And the following week, we'll be in San Diego together at the Best Answer for Cancer, along with Dr. Tony Jimenez and others. And I certainly hope everybody's planning to be there. The doctors, if you're out there, you'll get CME credits. Our lay audience, we have the two tracks. We'll be in both of them. And come out and see us. And Dr. Bitar, with that, just let them know what they need to know.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.